All right, man. More bounce to the ounce, always there with Kirby. Joy of cooking. Got to say thank you and props out to Kirby there for always giving me a good lead-in. It is. Holy shit, is it 4 o'clock? You know what? It's 5 o'clock. We haven't moved forward yet here at Kill Radio. Some of us probably still sleeping in right now. So, but also DJ David Bonobo here. And I've got, I'm going to turn it down a little bit here at the beginning. I've got some new music here. Starting things up from a new compilation called Africa Chill on Manteca. This track right here, Stella Rumbasai Chiweshe. The track is called Ninde Ndire. Also, some new music coming in today from Nafale Koyute from the Africult Sound System. He's got a new solo album out. New music also in the set coming up from Baba Maul. Old Mecca, formerly of Slow Rider. We got a track of his that it's not out on the shelves yet, but we're going to get to listen to it. Something new off of the Mosquito EP that's recently released by Fosforo. Mezcla's got their new album getting cooked up for EMI Latin. We're going to hear something off of that, as well as some new music from Fela Kuti as mixed together by Chief XL. So lots of good stuff in the set, and best of all, I will be having an interview with Lila Downs that's coming up in about half an hour. Recorded on Thursday over the phone from her in New York. But you want to stick around for all of that and so much more. Aquí, así tenemos la música que quieres. Así es, sobroso, música para tu madre. Rare species and endangered grooves. The funk with a thousand faces knows no borders, and neither do we here at Kill Radio, so let's get on with it. Sobroso. Thank you. those two songs going together so well. That was Nefale Coyote with Dunya Khan. The name of the track off of the album Experience is Nana Kanje. And it goes together so well with this Son de Mexico. This is Eduardo Gallardo Tormes and Aretino Bernal. Vivete, the name of the track. You can find this in Mexico, possibly online someplace. It's on the Corazon label. Antológica del Son de México is the name of the album. And again, it's on the Corazon label, which has a lot of really great, great rootsy stuff that you want to check out. Crossing back over to Africa. This one's Baba Mal, Mi Abele, the name of the track. This one also comes off of the Africa Chill album that is out on the Manteca label. It's a compilation of a number of really great pieces. And this one's so interesting, coming out of Senegal and hearing, I don't know if it's looping back to Africa or if it's all there straight up on its own, but you can hear the connections there in the Afro-Mexican and the Senegalese.
Ah.
more flavors of the Son de Mexico. This is Lila Downs. Coming up in just about 15 minutes, we'll be having an interview that I recorded with her on Thursday morning. You want to stick around? You don't want to miss that? Again, this is Soporoso on Kill Radio. DJ David Bonobo. Música para tu madre.
De La Habana han venido nuevos pintores que pintaron la Virgen. Que pintaron la Virgen de tres colores, arriba y más arriba. Arriba y más arriba, y arriba en él la paloma que traiba. La paloma que traiba ya se me fue pa' los campos floridos de San Andrés.
Bamba, bamba.
He's remixing Los Cojolitas de Veracruz on this track. It's called Luna Negra.
Sangre de bestia, chupa sudor como tierra a la sangre. Gente duerme al revés, sin interés, regateando de los batallones desde el 510. Una negra me encamina después de la revolución para darles la información en esta humilde canción. Va a sentir sobre el pecho satisfacción en un hecho inesperado en el día de batalla. Si aunque se cayera el cielo, fuerte rugen los cañones, pero soldaderas continúan avanzando, caminando por la arena, equipadas con armas engrasadas de esperanza. Surgen de la dependencia para ver un nuevo día. Aristocráticos contra campesinos, industrialización contra los ejidos, artificialistas contra hijos elegidos de la tierra. Esta fue la guerra de las guerras. Esta independencia es nuestro derecho, pues que no ves que al reconocer despiertas en un nuevo amanecer. Hey. Amargo es el camino de la muerte, pero peor es dejarlo seguir, que continúen a hacerte sufrir, causando gran dolor en el vientre. Con machetes y palos avanzan los campesinos al malviviente, los roba terrenos, cometen errores y rompen las leyes morales. Que mueran, encuentran en su paso un soldado bigote, loco montado en caballo, indio mestizo. ¡Arriba Zapata! Porfirio ha visto sus últimos días, derechos humanos contra las injusticias. Insurgencia, pero os viene en el viento, siento fuerte el calor del cañón, polvo de pistola en mi mente. Quiero que la vida se mejore, pues no hay más. Espérame un poco, te explico la básica forma de ser uno de ellos. Sin miedo te digo que soy uno de ellos. Esperanza, fe, ser consciente, paz y el amor es... Y ahora vengo para darte un poquito de esperanza, para contarle los cuentos y me sigan en el futuro. ¿Sientes?
Una gran satisfacción, más odio en un rincón, cantándole a mi amargura.
Caray.
Pero con la fe segura.
Eso es.
Y anunciándole al destino.
¿Qué le dice?
Es el hombre campesino, nuestra esperanza futura.
Yeah. Llena de fuego avanza, generación revolucionaria. Ahora nuestra chance de ver un nuevo mañana.
Sí,
sentí.
Una gran satisfacción. Yo fui a la revolución.
Yo sentí.
Una gran satisfacción. Más vivo en un rincón.
Ajá.
Cantando la mi amargura. Pero con la fe segura.
Señoras y señores.
This is Rafi from Fosforo.
And this is Edwin from Fosforo.
And you're listening to Kill Radio.
Quemándome las alas en la bombilla desnuda. Mosquito, mosquito soy. Mosquito quemándome las alas en la bombilla desnuda.
Combatiendo pena, pan y son con los tumbadores en el malecón. Somos bichitos en el rincón, cada amiga una bendición. Mantenemos la ficción que nunca va a acabar esta canción. Compa, y apriete tu cinturón, seguí pegando al cajón.
Quemándome las alas en la bombilla desnuda. Mosquito, mosquito soy. Mosquito quemándome las alas en la bombilla desnuda.
Como el queso llama al ratón, como la amante y su pasión, como un
la bombilla desnuda. Mosquito, mosquito soy, mosquito quemándome las alas en la bombilla desnuda.
De cascabel la punzada, chile relleno prepara mi chulada. Venga el lotero de volada, el coquete llegó como un cohete de bajada. Caen a la manteca, empiezan a bailar, revuelta la pomposa bien salada, salada. Quiero cocido, si no, no me des nada, chicharrón con limón, taco de carne asada. Mi cielo, tu cuerpo azul es sagrado, quemo copal para presente lo hallado. La bomba cae de repente, ya empezó la pachanga de mi gente ardiente. Vaya, ponete pumbole bom bom. Tiembla, tiembla, tiembla la tierra, respira el volcán. Espíritus unidos quieren paz, quieren paz. La selva de cemento tiene profundidad. Las autoridades quieren sofocar. Escupe lo malo y suelta la cintura. Se mezcla la gente entre las verduras. Rodeando, rodeando, te vas encontrando. Soy el callejero, vagabundo, galán. Calla, papaya, acércate acá. Ponte viva que la figura te quiere alcanzar. Ponte chango que la chota te quiere chingar. Las autoridades quieren sofocar. Mi cielo, tu cuerpo azul es sagrado, quemo copal para ofrecerte lo hallado. La bomba cae de repente, ya empezó la pachanga de mi gente ardiente. Vaya, perlete, pombole, pom, pom. Vaya, perlete, pombole, pom, pom. Vaya, perlete, pombole, pom, pom. Vaya, perlete, pombole, pom, pom, yeah. Quemo copal para ofrecerte lo hallado. La bomba cae de repente, ya empezó la pachanga de mi gente ardiente. Vaya, ponlete pumbole bombón. 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 Vaya, ponlete pumbole bombón.
Those last two tracks coming in there, Mosquito, the first one, Fósforo, the name of the group, comes off of their new EP. Mosquito is the name of the EP as well. It's on Rhea Records. Features tracks done with various artists. DJ Rupture mixing one track, also Angel Garcia from Mezcla, Bayeri, Bandera coming up on two different tracks. And we follow that with Mezcla with Quiero Cocido. So that comes off of their album Spider Monkey, which is to be released very soon by EMI Latin. You can find that on at mezcla.com if you want to purchase it now while it's still independently available. And the Mosquito EP is available on Rhea Records, or you can go to fosforo.net for more information on that. Both of those groups are going to be out at the 41st Street Garden on April 17th. That's an event that's being held in order to support farmers that have been using a community garden space down in South Central for about the past 13 years. The city has turned the land back over to its previous owner. That happened 2 years ago. The farmers are still there, and they're organizing with attorneys and with community support. And these fans are coming out there on the 17th to rally and hold vigil in support of the farmers who are using the land. Also with Fosforo Mezcla, Domingo Siete, Quinto Sol, Najite, and Kemek Kutab Shabazz will all be there. And I'll be out there as well spinning some vinyl. It's happening on April 17th. That's a Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Bring your families out. They'll be selling food that they've grown there in the garden itself. And, you know, it's such a great way to come out and support people that are doing something that's so vital for the city of Los Angeles. I don't know how many people know this, but we have less open and park space per capita than any other city in the United States. And open space in connection to the earth is something that's sacred. It gives us a spiritual connection. And this is one of the most congested communities in Los Angeles where they have this garden. It's really important for them to be able to hang on to it. So come out April 17th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And speaking of Mezcla and Fosforo, they will also both be at a benefit show for Kill Radio that's happening at Zen Sushi just a few days later on the 19th. More information for that is going to be posted on the Kill Radio website. I'll be out there spinning some records as well. So two great events. Come on out. Show your support. Two great ways to support Kill Radio and to also support the South Central Farmers. All right, let's get back to the music. Behind me right now, we have Zappa Ma, Amazoni, the name of the album, the name of the track, Sonje. Ah, and I've been doing too much talk. All right, we're going to go next to our interview with Lila Downs. This was recorded live Thursday on the phone. Sobroso, rare species and endangered grooves. Okay, DJ David Bonobo here, Sobroso. And as I promised, we have Lila Downs on the phone in New York. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
How are things in New York? How is the weather?
Oh, it's kind of dreary. Actually, today the sun came out a bit, but it's been pretty cold.
It's very warm here today. Last week, just a few days ago, actually, it felt like it was the middle of January, but now it feels like spring has finally actually come.
That's nice.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about, as my fiancé is from Oaxaca, so I've spent some time there and gotten to know some of the local flavor, and I see a lot of that coming through in your music, but I don't know, for other people who may not be as aware of Oaxaca, how much of that is coming through your music, and I'm curious, from your perspective, what it is that you think that makes Oaxaca stand out as being so distinctive. As far as the culture and the flavors that are there in comparison to other places in Mexico?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, first of all, it's a very soulful kind of a place. And I think when you come down there, I mean, unless you have a terrible experience because of, you know, bad luck or something, I think that in general, you know, people are very open and gentle in a certain way, and very welcoming, and it's also very much alive with the traditions that are quite ancient, you know, in our Native American past, and are kind of in celebration of our ancestry and of our roots, very adamant about teaching it to the younger generations. And I think that really comes off as a surprise to people when they come to Oaxaca.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the things that I know for myself, and I think for a lot of other people, that makes people fall in love with it. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, that part of Oaxaca and seeing that and going through the marketplace and hearing different languages spoken is such an incredible thing, especially my first time down there. I was really overwhelmed. I'd seen other places in Mexico, but I hadn't seen something like that. One thing also I wanted to know about is, in your music, I hear so many different various influences that are coming through, and I'm curious to know if when you sit down to write songs, if that's something that you consciously intend to put together, or if it just instinctively comes out that way.
Well, in some pieces it's a bit more conscious, but I would like to think that most of the time it just kind of comes together, and I don't understand it until, you know, like a while after we've been performing it, or, you know, sometimes things just come together because I'm interested in looking at a song, and then as a band we get together and we you know, make music, and we jam with a particular composition, and then it turns into something else. So it depends on the piece. Like, some of the pieces I'm thinking about is like La Cucaracha, which is a traditional piece that was written during the revolution, and that talks about, you know, smoking marijuana and the cockroach. It cannot walk and it cannot dance anymore because it doesn't have marijuana to smoke, and it's kind of a metaphor for just, I think, how we are, our nature, for, you know, needing things and emotion and pleasure, and at the same time we try to put it in a different context consciously, but it comes out kind of different in terms of what I had planned originally. So I guess it's a combination of both.
Well, speaking of La Cucaracha, one of the things in that song when I first heard it that really struck me is in the song you have a lot of very strong criticisms, but I was really surprised when I heard you attack, well, maybe not attack is too strong of a word, but criticize some of the hero mythology around Che Guevara, Pancho Villa, and Zapata, and I'm curious to know what inspired you to speak out those words, and I'm curious to hear how maybe Mexicans have reacted to that, because those three figures are mythologized so many times in a way that is bigger than who they were as real men.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it depends what your notion is of the Che, or how much you know about him, or, you know, depends on the interpretation that you'll have on a piece. And also, some people think that it's curious, or that it represents the fact that he's still around in our consciousness. Or I guess for my intention in the song was a little bit more about how we have all become a part of this materialism and consumer-oriented society in any context. I mean, it's the third world, it's the first world, it's everybody, and we all kind of are sinning in a certain sense mm-hmm. based on his kind of approach towards the capitalism. And so that's kind of what I'm trying to talk about, saying that we are kind of all in this together. And what would he say? I guess my imagination is he'd be rolling over in his grave, you know, if he saw what our true needs are, because he was really an idealist. He really lived, I think, his ideals.
Yeah, I think sometimes when I see places that are selling hundreds of Che Guevara shirts, that somehow the two things don't seem to go together. And I sometimes wonder how much people really know when they're presenting him that way.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people don't, and especially, you know, younger kids who don't know much about Latin America, or they don't even know that he's from Argentina, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They think that he's, you know, Cuban, or that's a mistake that I've commonly run into. And I guess maybe, you know, sometimes it's good to bring a subject up so that people can then find out who that person is and what he's about. I mean, of course, there's always going to be people that don't care and just like to wear the T-shirt because they feel it's cool, and then others that wear it because they truly believe in what he stands for. So I guess, I mean, if you're saying that, yeah, that it's pretty, it is kind of sad to see that there are so many people that are just using the symbol without, you know, with kind of an empty approach. I think it may be true.
Yeah.
But then that's the way the world has always been in a way.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, can see that definitely too. And I see also where there is sometimes maybe this vacuum, this huge need for people to have a hero to look up to. And sometimes I think that the truth gets maybe a little bit shoved off to the side in order to hold up the part that the people are idealizing out of the person.
Mm-hmm. I also think that we're living a very, you know, visually stimulated time, maybe even, I mean, we always have been, you know, stimulated in that sense as animals, as cultural beings, but I think that today it's even more, and many times you go with the attraction of something the way that it looks, and that's just kind of a reflection of our time and what our needs are, and our needs may not be maybe level that is being thinking in Spanish here, difundido, which means like in the press or out on TV in the media, you are not able to really know things at a deeper level, you
mm-hmm.
know? It's just kind of like you're spewed all this information, even on the nightly news, you know? And it's very brief, and it's trying to cover everything that there possibly can be. And I think that's the way we're in that kind of a rhythm, you know? Everything is like speed, quick, get the information quick, and let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, speaking also about your music and the influences and such a broad array of influences, what is the music that you find yourself that, you know, you're always listening to new things, as everybody, I'm sure, but what's the music that you find yourself coming back to again and again, the things that you really find maybe your musical core is rooted in?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that Mercedes Sosa is a very important fountain of strength for me. And also some writers that I really find a lot of strength in too, like Sandra Cisneros is somebody that I love to read when I'm, you know, feeling a little empty. You know, to look at people who have done something that really has made a difference in the way we look at things, like you know, like Lenny Bruce or people who have influenced me lately, I guess, a band called Orishas,
mm-hmm.
who are from, who are living in Paris now. I keep going back to them since I discovered them like four or five years ago.
We play a lot of Orishas here.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, they're really amazing. I think that they really have something also in the sense that the rhythmic, you know, patterns and just the feeling of the music is
yeah.
really amazing.
Yeah, the thing that's really amazing to me about them is the ways that they take the traditional music of Cuba and they weave it into their hip-hop and they make it so distinctive and so their own, and they do it so well. It's really amazing to me how they're able to put that together.
Mm-hmm, it's cool.
What is the music that you've been listening to lately?
Let's see. Lately, I've been listening a lot to Cuco Sanchez because I'm working on a rancheras album, and so I'm kind of singing all these tunes that my mother used to sing when I was in her womb, I think, still, and La Cama de Piedra and Fallaste Corazón and all these different tunes that are kind of like cantina songs or bar songs. José Alfredo Jiménez, interpreted by Pedro Infante,
mm-hmm.
Flor Silvestre. I'm listening to those kind of old-fashioned Mexican singers,
yeah.
Lidia Mendoza.
That's good. Well, thank you so much for taking your time to talk to us.
Yeah, thank you for your interest in what we're doing.
Yeah, no, I'm a huge fan as well of your music. It's what you are doing with it is something that's very incredible. I see.
Oh, thank you so much.
You have such a strong voice, and you have such a you're able to put so many different genres and influences of music together in such a cohesive manner in a seamless way that very few people can do. And the way you infuse it with many times with a sense of social justice is really important and very very incredible, I think.
Well, thank you. I'm honored. Thank you for taking taking it seriously.
Yeah, well, thank you for taking your time with us today.
Take care, and I hope to say hi and meet with you when we're out in L.A.
All right. That was our interview with Lila Downs. Woo! That was our interview with Lila Downs, and in just a moment, a few technical difficulties, but we're going to be getting into some music here in just a moment. Let's see here. We'll be getting to some music in just a moment. A few technical difficulties. Please hang tight with us here at Sabroso, DJ David Bonobo, Kill Radio. And here we go. That's what I'm trying to do. All right. We'll get it on with a little more Lila Downs here. This is her version of La Cucaracha from her album that came out last year titled One Blood, Una Sangre. Lila Downs with La Cucaracha.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha, que ya no puede caminar, porque no tiene, porque le falta la misa y en la feria, todo el mundo ya lo sabe, los que llegan al gobierno, porque se puede comprar del Partido Comunista, ya no queda casi nada, ahora todos van buscando cómo hacerse millonada. De naciones, pa' poner sus opiniones, todos no estaban de acuerdo, cuando y dónde bombardear, se sientan los presidentes en la silla del gobierno, luego mandan a la guerra a la gente de su pueblo. La cucaracha, la cucaracha, Guaracha, muchacha, que vamos a guarachar. Va una cucaracha que quiere comerciar. Toca, loca, ábreme la boca. Búscame una coca que no quiero trabalear. Pica, rica, para zapatear. Pido a Víctor Jara, no me vaya a doblegar. Chama, Chama Che Guevara. Una petición, una cucaracha, por culpa y omisión. Murió la cucaracha, ya la llevan a enterrar. Entre cuatro zopilotes y un ratón de sacristán. La cucaracha. La cucaracha. Ay, la cucaracha, señores.
This is Cy Slepper, you're listening to Kill Radio in LA.
No me pidas que me quede esperando, no me pidas que me esconda y me vaya, no me digas que mejor que me aguante, para ver si la cabeza me estalla. Yo no quiero que me agarre la noche, no me pidas que ahora tire la toalla, no me pidas que me vaya corriendo, que me rinda sin pelear la batalla.
Mira que la gente ya no se
see me out. I'm ready to riddle with this. Some people whine and giggle. Come to the after show tonight. We featuring the fiddles. They wanna dance a little. Charanga in the middle. Pull your ring in. Oh, I make the rebels say kill. Mojitos make them bubble. Forget the wolves and strife to wipe for issues giving trouble. I am a free spirit. I love to whip the sick it. Don't like the vice. I put the people in a proper panic.
I'm getting critical. People so cynical. We get about the spiritual. All about the physical. Man a rap stop shoot with no principle. Who da slam in the gal. Dirty or clinical. But a jar of crumbs out a hen a funeral. Mama bad eye water hysterical. Then try to tell us say I get accidental. But you have 70 to feed it in a job your mental.
Ya no se calla. No vale la pena dar más papaya. Mira que la gente ya no se calla. No vale la pena dar más papaya.
Ajá. Isn't in the rhythm, more happiness we give them. I am the drums, the bass, my melody, where I can swing them. I am the needle and groove, the dancing tools and the moves. We wanna party, we have nothing to prove. Tonight you're having no fears, dancing with musical cheers. With hands of rubber wood, put your hands up in the air. Try this last, bonitas, I love your life, I eat us. One love for me, empty, ooh, 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 ooh. One love for me, empty, ooh,
la tira, bazooka, la mentira.
keeping things moving. Mano Negra, Señor Matanza, comes off the album from 1995, Casa Babylon. Before the sidestepper, Mas Papaya, that comes off of their album, which I didn't write down, so I can't tell you, but it's on Palm Pictures. You can look it up on the internet. Coming up next, remixed by Chief XL, Bella Cuti. The name of this track, oh, give me a break here. I'm going to practice this. Mr. Grammaticologicalizationalism is the boss. Yeah, can twist your tongue. You can find this on Quantum Projects.
Everything has to be English. I mean, we're not even allowed to speak our country languages. And they call the language, they call our own languages vernacular. So English was the a real language you had to speak in school, so everything was English. With what we were taught in schools, nobody was thinking of whether to be African or not. We just accepted that we were English, and anybody that went to England for studies was a master, you know. So everybody wants to go to England, come back home to be master, you know. So I never thought about it, being African as such, you know. So it didn't mean anything to me until much later in my life.